This is I started to write this poem because I actually wanted to write an essay on shyness, and never quite got to that stage, but I'd taken a lot of notes about it. So it's called Shy. We even breathed shyly, envying everybody their courage and finesse, everybody's boldness, a little inebriating, but even drunk, we had no nerve. We were patient, much too patient, like old men, and over-rehearsed, frowners, fishermen who for hours practiced fly casting in the park, each cast erasing the future of streams and flame-spotted trout. We could have asked for risks, but blushed at our clumsiness, our imperfections, like lamps of oil lit just beneath the skin, shamefaced, rosy, reddened. Look, look. There must have been many hours, like coal mines, very dark and confusing, dripping and quiet and cold, which required that light. We outfitted ourselves with modesty and doubt. Delighted to be mispronouncing words, mangling our speech, whole days lived as if caught dreaming beneath an elm in light rain where the sidewalk remains dry, reliving some disgrace or humiliation, simple as absent-mindedness. Because what would shyness have been without shyness? Without it, there might have been calm. The green of the elm no longer ruffling leaves, the street quiet, the motorbikes and cars banished with the sudden grace of dolphins, and the rain ended, a lull in which a mouse might pause, about to devour a live cat, playing with it for just a while longer.